Not with.
Still not. Do you hear anything now?
I hear you. I don't hear Rebbe. Rebbe is. Oh, what's that, Rebbe?
Rebbe, we believe you have an issue with your speaker because you're sh not showing as muted, but you're not coming through either.
Maybe somebody borrowed the microphone.
Okay, how's now?
Mazel
Oh, very
Oh,
good.
somebody pushed a mute button. It worked.
Yeah,
Now,
on the
is
whole
it good
computer.
now?
Yeah, now we hear Abby.
And which way is better? Because there's a button here. Makes any difference?
Yeah, sounds very well, it sounded very good.
Sounds good now, both ways?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what the difference is. There's two buttons. Okay, somehow there's a mute button on the microphone. Okay. Someone pushed it. Okay, Marvin the Chosen, Marvin Daiga. I used to just have a plain microphone on the computer, so I decided to make it better. Okay. Anyway, so I sent two Marmikaimis. One, the Gemara in Yidaf, which I didn't send. I just said to look at it. And about a minute before Shir,
Oh.
sent out a Gemara in Sota. So let's read the two Gemaras. It's both of them are not so simple. I don't know which one we should start with first, but let's, I guess, start with Yevamos first. You got it, Danny?
I got it. I'm gonna post it now on the WhatsApp.
I mean, I sent it. I don't know, but
Yeah,
okay.
no, I got it, but I'm going to put it on the WhatsApp if anybody's not on the with his emails.
Which is the Gemara in Sota?
Let's first do the Gemara in Yud-Aleph, but I quoted a Gemara in Sota and Daf Chavches. But
Tavchos, okay, because I have a Gemara up
let's
here.
first look at Yevamos Yud-Aleph. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, and Yud-Aleph, Amud Aleph. About two-thirds of the way down. Amar Rav, Tzaras Saita Asura. That usually only a Tzara of an Erva is Asur. So a Saita is not an Erva. Saita is only an Isser Lav. So logically, it's only an Isser Lav to the Yavim, to the dead brother. Not even an Isser to the Yavim. But even at worst, to the dead brother, it's an Isser Lav. So logically, there should be no reason why Tzaras Saita should be Aser. Comes along Rav and says a Chiddush that Tzaras Saita is Aser. Why Asura? Because Tumah Ksiba Karayis, special din. The Torah uses the word Tumah. So it may have the din of Arayis. Let's see, Rashi. Sarasaita Asura. So we know for sure she was Zinsa. That's called the Saita Vadai. Umeis Benobanim. So Rashi's learning when it says Asura, it means it's also Ptura. David says the same thing. Lav davka surah, da mechalitza p'tura. Okay, and I think there are other Rishayim that disagree, but that's a different sugya. Okay, so Sarah said that surah. Tumak siba garais. The asa o chalitzasa me achiv shel rishin, palteris sarasa. This is our Mishnah on Pei Zayin. Understand, Pei Zion, that, right, that's our Mishnah, that we constant her. And the Tanakhama says that the Knas is that if they die, so she needs Chalitza, but she can't get Yibam. So comes along Rav Shimon and disagrees. Rav Shimon says that she could get Yibam from the first brothers. We only consent her or the Gabi, the dead brother, but not the Gabi, the Yavim. So you have a machlekes tanoim, whether she's allowed to do Yibam to the if you fall, in other words, this case of the Pei Zion, is she zakeh, can she do Yibam? But meanwhile, Rav Shimon says not only can she do Yibam or Chalitza, but she's Poteris Sarasa. So that means that even though we give her a din of a Saita, still both she and the Tzara are Skuka. So it's a Kasha and Rav. Rav said Tzara Saita Asura. I over there, I'm Pei Zion. She went ahead and she married someone else besides her husband. Yeah, the first husband was still alive. She went ahead and married the second husband. And so she's a Saita. And according to Rav Shimon, she can actually do Yibam. And she's Zuckuk to the, and Pater's herself in the Tzara. So Amalek HaRav, Aminek HaNah, Saita Deraisa. I'm talking about a Saita Deraisa. She was a Vadai Saita. She was Vadai Mizana Deraisa. Ta'at Amin is Saita Drabana. And over there on Pei Zion, she's only a Saita Drabana. Right? So this is it seems to be of a fairish Gemara, that it's only a Sota Drabbana, right? Which is a little bit schwer on the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, without getting into it, but the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, we got it, and he seemed to say it's Deraisa, right? Because the Rambam said, Rambam asked the Kasha. Rambam says, "Mina ikrim shem etzainu, shemishadinsa shatakto sura, mishadinsa imo. Fika chayev kam, temi zemi zet. Abi shishogav, because if she's doing this." So the Rambam is definitely mashma that it's deraisa. Rashi says it's a kanas. But the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam seems to say, just to read over the, again, the Perish Mishnayis, Mino ikrim shem etzleinu, shekol mi shezansa ishto takta vasirala, va mi shezinsa imo, vishenem ar saita nitma nitma, beis pamits, that's mi deraisa. Echo the bow of the boyo. Lefika chayov nubikan, teitim izem izet. Habi shishogeges vishinasa zayna. So the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, at least, I don't know about in his Yad Chazaka, but the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis is very strongly mashma as deraisa. And here, in the Gemara, it's beferish that is drabbana. Says the Gemara, let's just keep on reading. And I want to read the Rashi. With the Karade, my Karade, what was the Hava? I mean, and the answer is obvious. In other words, it's obvious, which makes the Kasha and the Rambam stronger. In other words, it's such an obvious answer, because Rav is Saita Deraisa, and here is only Saita Drabbanan. There it is, Kasavar, called the Tikka Rabbanan, Deraisa Tikka. So, they should have made it then, midrabana, that you can't do Yibam. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. That's our Mishnah Pei Zayin. So Rashi explains it. That's our Mishnah. And they came and told her, your husband's dead, Vinicius. The Acher got bought by them. Take them, he's there, he's there. Mesu, Ocher Shoseb, Ocher Shoseb, Chaitzim, and Omi Abbot. The Shimon, our Biasa, Chitzosmi, Ocher Shorishan, Polteris, Hilach, Atchila, Sarasa. Trikishar, Nashim, and Gabi Yibam. The Lokansur, Abadam, Yibam. The Vadai Sharide, because me the Redina she's mutter, Shanusa Haisa. So here Rashi says Anusa. There's I Rashi, there's Lava Anusa, right? Same case. I Rashi says the Hak Lava Anusa he. And here Rashi says Shanusa Haisa. Sheshama Shemais. And the Bach changes the Gerasa Shesavura Shemais. In other words, the Bach changes the Gerasa because the fact that she's Shama, that she's not allowed to rely on that without being made Dikdayik. But she's Anusa.
That wasn't so simple, right? I mean, in theory, the Bezin itself is relying on the Hanu. That Rashi, the reading of the Rashi and Pei Zion is not so clear like that, because you could read the Rashi and Pei Zion. He's saying that Be'etzem, after the Chazal, believe it Echad, so they believe it Echad. It's just that the Gabi, who are we constant her? We tell you, you don't believe the Echad. But Be'etzem, you could believe the Echad.
I don't know. Rashi, I mean, I assume that's why the Bach changed the Gerza. The Bach Rabbi held that she has no right to rely on the Ein Echad. She's not an Anusa because of the Ein Echad. So that's what the Bach saying. In other words, we're assuming that she was Medik Dayik a little bit. She just was sloppy in her Medik Dayik. Okay. Alma, so we see, Bigmar's Kasha is Nibla Tachas Baida, Shari Sarasa the Yibam. And for the Gemara, Rab was talking about a site that there is Isa, Shazinsa, Atara Asrava. The Ad Amen, he cited the Rabbanan. The Homi there is a Sharia. Again, Shanisis, I'll be Bezin Bein Echad. The Anusahi. So he says again, she's Anusa. Berachmana Sharye, Tiksev, Ve'ed Ein Ba, Tarti Ena Echad. Why that's relevant, Rashi, I don't know. You know, Vihi no Nitvasa, Asura, Ha Nitvasa Muteretz. Rabbana Nu De Gazri Ba, Ki Echad De Tei Dik Shaper, Shemes Baida, Ashel Tino Sei. So here Rashi says twice that she's Anusa. The first Rashi, he's talking about his relationship to the Yavim. The Vadei Sharinesh Anusa Haisa. Sheshama Shemes Baida or Shesavra Shemes. And the second Rashi, he says Anusa he. Because Nisus Abi Bezdin, Bein Echad. A little funny, Rashi seems to give slightly different reasons why she's Anusa, but okay. But in both cases, he says, he's an Anusa. And therefore, it's only Aser Midrabanan. So superficially, I mean, maybe, you know, that's where the Marshal comes in, but without the Marshal, there's a tremendous theory in Rashi. Right? Rashi here on Yud Aleph says Beferish the Anusa. It doesn't say she's a Shogeges. He says she's an Anusa. So he's Mashmah that the din of Anusa. Rashi on Yud Aleph on Pei Zayin is Lavanusa. So it's a steer in Rashi. Right? So what do you people say? There's our Rashi says,
when Pei Zayin says the Lavanusa?
Yeah, Rashi says, mizeh, mizeh. The second Rashi on the Mishnah, Kishar Eishes Ishes Insa, Tahach Lavanusahi.
Oh, wow.
So here Rashi says, Tahach Lavanusa. And the Rashi and Yud Aleph says, you are Anusa.
Can I try maybe one of Rebbe's tricks? That on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, when he says Lavanusa, he means a little bit of Rabbanon, but it means that that's the Tzura Satakana. And then he explains what the Takana is.
Tach Lavanusa he. Now there is that we give her a din.
The only way Rabbana were able to do that is by declaring her an Ananusa. And how did they do that? I forgot that, you know, she's supposed to be an Ananusa. So, you know, because this and this comes to be.
Okay, but maybe. So, in other words, that the Achlav Ananusa means, in other words, that we view her as not a nusa. That's a knas. In other words, she midina, she is considered a nusa.
Right.
But we view her as lava nusa. We give her a din of lava nusa. Her din is lava nusa. Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. Okay. What else can you say? That would also answer the stira mineu bay in Rashi. Yes. That Rashi says, if it's lava nusa, the chariz mi deraisa. And then Rashi at the end says it's a knas. So your teres is, because it's lava nusa, the knas says it's lava nusa. So the tsuras of the knas is that it's lava nusa. Okay. What's his name? The Marshal.
Yeah, that would not work with the Marshal.
Well, it depends how you read the Marshal. The Marshal says that. Right, the Marshal saying that she's Mutter Midaraisa because there was no Ratzin. So according to the Marshal, how do we answer this theorem? What? I can't hear you. What?
If you're saying no Ratzel means that makes her into an oinus or a partial oinus, and then you use Surah Satakana.
Yeah, but Rashi, no Ratza. In other words, okay, I'm not sure clear what you're saying. In other words, the Marshal adds the word mamish. So the Marshal changes Rashi. But Rashi says, Lava Nusa. He says, Lava Nusa he mamish. So that also you could say, a little bit to answer the Sira. In other words, when Rashi said over here, Lava Nusa, Rashi was saying, Lava Nusa mamish. But you are a little bit Anusa. You have a din Anusa, Midaraisa, because Rashi and Yud Aleph is speaking Midaraisa. Rashi said, Midaraisa, your potter, she's not Usher, because she's Anusa. So how can Rashi? So what you have to say in the Marshal, maybe, when Rashi said Lav Anusa, he says you're not the highest level of Anusa, but you're partially Anusa. Right? Now, partially Anusa is what is the reason why she's mutter? Is she mutter midin Anusa, or is she mutter because of lack of Ratzin? Right? That would depend on we are the Yukim and the Lashon and the Marshal. You could say it either way, but there's no steer in Rashi, because Rashi and Yudav is saying that she's a partial Anusa. Rashi and Daf Pezayin is saying she's not Anusa Mamish. Therefore, she's also, if she'd be Anusa Mamish, she wouldn't have been even Asa Midrabanan. But since you're not Anusa Mamish, so you're Asar Midrabanan, but you're still Pater because you're partially Anusa. Why is partial Anusa Mutter? So you could say, because like the Rambam says, because it's a tour, Shoigeg has a Tzadainess. Or you could say, like the Marshal's Mashma, because you're lacking Ratzin. And every quasi Anusa is lacking a degree of Ratzin. No, according to the Marshal, that's probably how you would answer it, that he sticks in the word mamish. So there's Anusa mamish and there's regular Anusa. There is no steer in Rashi.
So when Rashi and Yud Aleph is saying Anusa, he's referring to Anusa mamish, or he's referring to...
No, he's referring not to Anusa mamish. If you want to answer the stira,
right, with the Marshal, right.
With the Marshal, then you say that on Pezayin, you still have Anusa Mamish. Anusa Mamish or not. But you still have a Din Anusa. Now, why is Anusa Mutter? It's because of the Pasik. But what's Pshat in the Pasik? Is Pshat in the Pasik because there's a Ptur Aynes? It's a partial Ptur Naradatasa Dover? Or it's a partial... or because there's an absence of Ratzin. So that we still have our Chakira. I don't know if that affects, even if Rashi calls it, Anusa, doesn't mean that the Ptur, you know, we're saying that Rashi's saying it's Anusa, just not Anusa Mamish. So this level of Anusa doesn't have maybe the Ptur of Naradatasa Dover, because for that you probably need Anusa Mamish. That's what Shamir was screaming yesterday. That to be an Arada Dasa Dover, stomach, you need Anusa Mamish. So when Rashi is saying on Yud Aleph that you're partial Anusa, that could be because it's a Ptur, because you're not Usher, because a partial Anusa doesn't have Ratzin, or because of the Rambam's right. We have no way of knowing. That would be, you know, depending on if we have a good dig in the Marshal or not a good dig in the Marshal. Which is what we were discussing yesterday. In other words, but just to put it in put it back, when it comes out is as follows. There's really the Marshal, really, I mean, there are two kashas on Rashi and that Pezayim. Rashi on Pezayim Mineyu Bey doesn't read, because first he says Lav Anusa, and then he ends up that it's Midrabanan. If it's Lav Anusa, so then it should be Deraisa. And the second problem in Rashi is that he says to himself that on Daf Yiraov, he says, yes, Anusa. So Sandy's answer is, which is not working with the Marshal, that because you were Pashaya, we gave you a Tzura Satakana that you're not Anusa. But mi ikra din, midina you're Anusa, whatever the Ptur Aynes is. And you have the Ptur Aynes Daraisa. except me derabbanan, we view you as if you're not lava nusa. Right? That would answer both kashas. And then there'd be no reason. You know, when he says lava nusa, doesn't mean lava nusa mamish. It's not like the marashal. It means me derabbanan, you're lava nusa. He's talking about your din in the Rabbanan world. And the Marashal is not learning that way. Anusa is a Metzias. It's Lav Anusa Mamish. That's the MS. That's Midaraisa. But there's another Piter, which the Marashal says, because he didn't have Ratzin, which the Marashal calls it not having Ratzin. And Rashi and Yerav calls it Anusa. The question I'm only trying to think about, does this weaken our diak from the Marashal that he argued with the Rambam, or does it strengthen the diak? So on one hand, it sort of weakens the diak because Rashi and Yerav calls it Anusa. On the other hand, it sort of strengthens the diak because Mistaba, this is part of the Heklof that's motivating the Marashal. Probably the Marashal saw Rashi and Yud Aleph, and he saw Rashi use the Lashon of Anusa, and yet the Marashal doesn't use the Lashon of Anusa. The Marashal uses the Lashon that you don't have Ratzin. So I don't know.
In a way, the Marashal does call it an Anusa because he says that the words are supposed to be Anusa Mamish.
Right.
So that's telling you, Mimela, regular Anusa it is.
Yeah, but it's not regular. It's some lower level of Anusa. Some
lower level Anusa, right,
but,
lower
but
level.
Then, but the Marashal's, the question is, but why is a lower level of Anusa Pater? I mean, us, not us, it's her husband. So the Marashal.
So he says it's supposed to lack a Ratzin.
Oh, okay, so that could be. In other words, we know that we still might have our diak from the Marashal that he's arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam is saying it's mutter because it has a tzad oynes. But the Marashal, we didn't think was mashma that way. So I don't know. I'm just trying to think whether this changes anything. So I don't know if it changes anything. Offhand, it doesn't change anything because you can explain daf yud aleph also like what we had the Marashal, that this lower level of oynes is mutter to your husband because you're lacking Ratzin. Right. So, okay. So I don't know if this affects anything. Okay, let's look at this other Gemara. This is Gemara in Saita and that Chav Chesam El Aleph. Chav Chesam El Aleph, yes. Let's see what happens here in Saita. Okay, so we have the Gemara in Saita. We can read from the two dots, but really we don't need from the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, on the bottom of the page, the last 10 lines. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Parmim Hamurim Beparsha in Nitma. Lama says three times the word Nitma. Echad about, want to tell you she does it about. Echad Abayo, the Echad of Truma, and one is for Truma. Different Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Okay.
I'm what Rabbi is that again, Rabbi?
Well, I'm excited to Chavches Amid Aleph.
Chavches, okay.
Chavches on the bottom of the page, the last 10 lines. Again, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Sorry, let's skip that. Tarabon, Shlosha Pamamur Parsha, in Nitma, Lama, Echo the Bab, Echo the Bob, Echo the Chuma, there will be a Kiva. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Kavachoymer. I don't need a Tuma for all three. Why? Because I can learn one out from a Kavachoymer. Umat Grusha Shemuteris the Chuma. Asura the Kuna. Zoo. I'm sorry, I take it like Kama Klammer. Well, Magu Shasir Betruma, Sir Bikuna, Dusha Sura Betruma, Ain of Dinsha Sir Betuma. So what's he saying? What's he saying? That she's usher to kauna. So what? It says ain't a start of having mina mikra the place of mina mikuhuna. So who said you need? I just don't follow. Where does it say that we had a pasuk? Shmuel is saying you don't need a pasuk to answer the kahuna. Who said you do need? I don't know. I don't have the cheshbon. The first time the Kama said echad abau, echad abo, echad atruma. He didn't say you need one for kahuna. Maybe it said more before.
Truma. I think truma is what he means kahuna. No.
No, because he says it's kama chomer. Umag grusha shemuteris atruma sir kahuna. Dusha Surba Truma. So he obviously needs that to Tumma for that, for Truma. Ain't a Dinsha Surda Kuhuna. So you don't need a Pusik for Kuhuna. So Matam and Over, he didn't know, he don't need it. In Nitna Islama Shaz, he don't need it. Mashka. Magan I call this Subik Asura. That a Subik site is also Asur. Okay. Bitan after done is Sheretz. We can make from here out, from here, we can learn to a sheretz. I don't know. Umasai to show us about shogeg kemezin for oynes kerotzen. Also about savek evadai. Sheretz also about savek kemezin for oynes kerotzen. And a did Jasper Sovic of Vadai. So let's see Rashi. When we can, after loving Kava Chomer, the Sheretz. Sovic Noga Betiris. Sovic No Noga. The Maxina Betuma Misafic. In other words, Sovic Saita is Osir. It's a special din. It's a special din by Saita. That even though we should normally put her on the Cheskas Kashrus, by Safek Saita, she's Aser. So we learn out. And I'm not sure about either. I'm not sure whether it's Pshat because she put on
that, the Cheskas. Is that because she the Eidim that saw her at the Kodesh because the husband
wanted Vaday? What I'm sorry.
What? Is that because the Eidim saw her at Nichud, or because the husband warned her?
Both together. You had both together. The din is that a Safek Saita, I didn't redo it to Suga this year. Did it 7 years ago. Safek Saita is Aser B'Teres Vadai. In other words, the difference is, I'm pretty sure, and there's a Safek D'Raisa the Chumra, if you go up to Shemayim, and you find out it was mutter, and if you ate it, then you weren't supposed to eat it because you're supposed to be sabed deraisa in the chumra. And then you went up to Shemayim and you found out it was mutter, so you were lucky. But sabed saita, even if you went up to Shemayim and you found out she wasn't mizana, you're over in Avera. The sabed saita has a Torah acid sabed saita. So they want to learn how to kava chomer. To Safek Nigiyah, because that's also Tumah. So they make a Kaaba Chaimer. So that's just seen as Kaaba Chaimer. Well, Ma'kanat of the Don, the Sheretz. If you have a Safek, if the Sheretz was Metameh, the food. So it's Safek Tumah. So just like Safek Saita, which is a Safek Tumah, we go to Chumrah. So Safek Sheretz, we should also go to Chumrah. Why? Well, Ma'kanat Saita. What's that supposed to mean? So let's see Rashi. Saita lo asabot. Lo nitvasa asura. That if she was lo nitvasa, she's asur. Ha nitvasa mudaris. So she's aines, she's mutter. So who adin is shaygeg? Shaygeg is also mutter. Ishto ve'eshes ish ibo be'bayis. If you have a case where there are two women in the house, one's your wife, and one's an eshes ish, and it's chavein ishto, the room is dark, and you thought you were having bia with your wife, and it's damin ozu, ta'av e shagaga, so they're both shaygeg, stavura shibayla. I mean, I don't know why Rashi makes it the husband. I don't care what the husband is, what the man. I think Chorus will turn the woman, but okay. So if they're both shaygeg, so the din is that they're mutter. So
that's called shaygeg, not anus?
Rashi's saying it's shaygeg. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara is called it shaygeg. Uma shayta shlo osaba shaygeg kemezin. That shelo osaba shaygeg kemezin v'anus gerotzen. So it's two separate things.
So it's like if someone turns on the lights for some Shabbos and he says, I thought it was Tuesday.
Right. In other words, this is a, you know, the Rabbi Magid said that there are many Gemaras that say that Shaygeg is mutter. So here is one of the Gemaras, because the Gemara says two separate things. It says Shaygeg is mutter and Oynes is mutter. Right. Lo also about Shaygeg and Mezit. Shaygeg is not like Mezit. And Aines is not like Rasen. So it's saying, the Gemara is saying that both Shaygeg and Aines is mutter. So Rashi is explaining. Saita the also bought the Ksiv Hino Nitvasa Asura. On Nitvasa Muteris.
I mean, in this case, it seems like Shaygeg is the Bia was Beratzon, but it was just a Shaygeg because she thought it was her husband.
Well, I didn't. I 1 second. Let me read Rashi again, please. See, he no nitvasa asura, but nitvasa muteris. So who adin is shaygeg? What's the case of shaygeg? Ishto veisha this ima v'bayis. Skavin ishto nena apzu isha gaga. Kisvara shu bayla af he shgaga. Kisvara shu bayla. Yeah. Okay. What? I'm sorry. What did you say?
It's clear in this case, I don't know how it applies back to our case, that onus is that the bia itself was forced. It was a forced bia. It wasn't beratzon. Here, the shaygeg, it wasn't forced. It just, she thought it was mutter, and really it was usser.
I don't know. It could be because there was a certain amount of a pshia here. It could have been more careful. It wasn't onus. There was a, onus means you had no, you weren't pshia at all. Usually by a shaygeg, you forgot at Shabbos, but that's itself is a pshia. You shouldn't have forgotten. If you had yiras shemayim, you wouldn't forget such things. So
the Gemara says beferish. It says an oynis is not a rutzim, and a shaygeg is not a mezid. So oynis is not rutzim means that it's a case where it's not rutzim. She didn't have rutzim. Shaygeg is she knew what she was doing. She just thought it was her husband.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Shaygeg doesn't have the din of mezid, and Aines doesn't have the din of ratzin. And I don't know.
Isn't the general assumption to forget this gemara for everything? Isn't it a vacuum? Aines assumed to be a regular Aines means that it was forced. She was not ratzin. Yeah,
but there are different ways of being forced. Doesn't that force doesn't always mean with a gun? If force because you didn't know better. There was no way you could have known. It's also called force.
That doesn't generally fall into the category of shaygeg?
No. Sometimes it's such a thing called aines. When there's no pshia, that's called aines. If someone serves you food, if you go into a food and you're you have absolutely no total basis to assume it's kosher. And now you find out, you know, you went into the butcher shop, and the butcher shop had a big sign with a hechsher of all the things. And now you find out that the guy was a phony, and he was selling tray for meat. You didn't. No one forced you to eat the meat. You went in there. You ate there in the restaurant with great simcha, but you're an ines because
that's an ines. That's not a shagig.
That's it, called an ines pashtus, because you had no way. There was no pshi on your part. If the Torah said ein achon nema bisurim, you followed the rules of the Torah. There was no pshia on your part. So you're in, that's an ines. I don't think that's called shaygeg. It's called ines. You have a din of an ines, I think.
So what would be shogeg?
Shaygeg is that you were a little bit poshea. Usually shaygeg is chayiv carbon. Shaygeg is chayiv carbon. The person forgot it's Shabbos or forgot that it's Usher. And then that's a pshia on your part. But here, I call up my rabbi, and the rabbi says, you know, that's the halacha, it's mutter. Don't be such a meshugana. Don't be worried for such crazy, far-fetched possibilities. It's, you don't have to worry. Torah doesn't want you to worry. And Torah says, you don't have, and then later you find out that far-fetched possibility was true. I think
Karbanos, is that considered an ones that you would be potter from carbon, or a shogeg that you would be chayav?
I think you'd be potter from carbon. Maybe it's, I know what it's called, shogeg carved. I don't know. I'm not such a bucky. But my impression is if you do everything right, you don't have to bring, I mean, we'll have to see here, because in Kupa, a little bit it gets into our Gemara on Yevamis. Because at the end of the Mishnah, there's a machlekes tanoim in our Mishnah. What happens if she's nisus al pi edim? So is she usher to her husband or not? But that could
she does
be,
what?
If she went, if two edim came and said the husband died.
Okay.
And then she went and got married. So is she usher? But that, even that, could only if you're usher, it's only midrabanan, because even with one aid, it's only midrabanan. So it could be there's an isidrabanan. Okay, I don't know.
So one second, it could be it could be a shogeg and still be mutter midaraisa.
Yeah, we know that. The question we're trying to just say here, the Gemara. Let's get back to where we are. The pasuk v'hino nitvasa pashup shat only says ines. Says the Rambam Magid that there are men, the Rambam says that who then your potter on shayge. Says the Rambam Magid there are many gemaras that say that in many places. So I'm saying here is one of these gemaras. The gemara says shayge saita. Is shogeg is not like mezid, and ones is not like rotsa, which means both shogeg and ones are mutter. So it's a beferish of Gemara.
So why is shogeg on Shabbos they have to bring a korban?
What?
Why shogeg on Shabbos the person has to bring a korban?
Torah said so, because there's every halacha is different. The Torah said that we're not saying that a shogeg is innocent. There is a pshia. You have to do tshuva on shogeg because you were sloppy. You should have either remembered it Shabbos or you should have known the halacha. So you were poshea for not knowing the halacha or for not knowing it Shabbos. And therefore the Torah says for that pshia, you're chayim a korban. But you're not chayiv misa. Punishment for chalo Shabbos and mezid is misa. You're not chayiv misa. You're only chayiv a carbon. So over here, the Torah gave a punishment for an aishus issue with mezaneh, and she's echad abal echad abayo. So that punishment does not apply by shaygeg. But the Gemara is saying it doesn't apply by shaygeg. And it doesn't apply by oines.
A person that was mechal Shabbos by oines also has to bring a korban?
I do not think so. I do not think so. But a shogeg does. That's from the pasuk. But here, it has a different gather that both Shaygeg and Aynes is Bater. Now, the question, which is unclear, is Rashi. Rashi says, Saitin Awasaba, Diksiv. So what's Rashi quoting the Pasik? Diksiv, Ihid on Nitzisa Asura, on Nitzisa Mutaris, the Huadin is Shaygeg. Like, in other words, Chayra, Rashi Shrir, in other words, Bishlama, if you don't want to quote the source, so don't quote the source, okay? You don't want to quote the source, you don't have to quote the source. But Rashi's quoting the source. Rashi's saying, you know, Rashi goes and tells me a pasuk. So, but the pasuk is only Ones. So how does, what do you think, but who are the how do we know who are the shaygeg?
Well, according to the Rambam, it's a fair transition. Every shaygeg is an onus.
But even that, don't you need a pasuk for that? I mean, we don't say that by, like the guy said, by Corbin, we don't say that, that every shaygeg is an onus.
Well, because over there, the Torah specifically tells us that in the case of a shaygeg, you have to bring a korban.
So you're saying that that's a svarab shuta, that every shaygeg is an ines.
The Rambam doesn't say every shaygeg is an ines. He says every shaygeg that's mutter is coming, in this particular case, comes to me to ines.
Normal shaygeg. That's what we're talking about here also, a normal shaygeg. We're talking about a regular shaygeg, not a shaygeg carved amazed or whatever.
No, but the Rambam's lashon is shahashgaga tzad ones yeshba. It doesn't speak about any specific shaygeg. So there is a tzad ones. Now, does it make a difference or not? That's a different story. Where it makes a difference.
So you're saying that this Rashi would work out very well with the Rambam. You know,
well, the words v'hu adin the shaygeg sounds like he's making shaygeg differently, but on the other hand, it would work out better.
Maybe according to the Marshal, he's saying like this: the Torah says, "Oynes is mutter." Why is Oynes mutter? Because there's no Ratzin. We understand that Hu Adin, the Shaygeg. Because we can make a binyan av, because the reason why Eines is mutter is because there's no ratzon.
Yeah, but how do we know that that's the reason? How do we know that? Then, I mean, a general question on the Marshal. How do we know that that's the reason?
How do we know
that it's that lack of ratzon is the reason, and therefore anywhere that I'm going to find lack of ratzon, it will apply also.
Isn't the Marshal reading it in Rashi?
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's if the Rashi is quoting the Pasuk, you don't need this up. So how do you know it's because of lack of Ratzon? Maybe it's because it's a lack of Maisa. Aynes Rachmana Patre. Aynes Rachmana Patre, you know, whatever. There's no Maisa Bia. It's not like you were forced on the Maisa. Right, we're saying, especially if you learn the Chsams, the Chem, the Shlomo, Oyed Rachmanet Patre is a Chisar in the Maisa. So who tells the Marshal that the Hino Nitzisah is because of the lack of Ratzin? Maybe it's not because of a lack of Ratzin. It's because of the lack of the Maisa.
But the Marshal is trying to explain why Rashi says they Knasser.
I understand, but we're asking on the Rashi and Saita, really. Rashi and Saita is, see, if the Gemara and Saita says that Aynes and Shaygeg are mutter. So fine. But Rashi does better than the Gemara. Rashi seems to want to tell you the Mikar. Rashi goes out of his way to quote a Pasuk. The Gemara didn't quote a Pasuk. So Rashi is apparently the Gemara says it didn't, but Rashi's bothered. Okay, what's the Mikor for this then? So Rashi quotes a pasuk, which is only a mekar for oines. So what we're bothered by is that here Rashi's trying to bring a mekar, and he doesn't. He only brings a mekar to oines. Why doesn't he? If he wants to bring a mekar, he should bring a mekar for shaygeg too. How can he just says but who are then a shaygeg? What kind of thing is that? Who are then a shaygeg? So we're saying the answer, right? That's our question. The question at Rashi is that if Rashi is trying to bring a mekar, so how can you just say who are then a shaygeg without a no mekar? Obviously, shaygeg is not the same as Inus, seemingly. By Shabbos, shaygeg is not the same as Inus. And by every Aveira, shaygeg is not the same as Inus. Inus, you don't have to do tshuva. Shaygeg, you do have to do tshuva. So where does Rashi come to say, behua din shaygeg? So Sandy's saying, either you say like the Rambam, that because every shaygeg has a tzad Inus, so that's what Rashi means, but even that, I'll charish fair, because who says that it's tzad Inus pops as you? Maybe you need a faux Inus. You need, you know, if you only have a pasuk that says Inus. You don't have a mekar that says, you know, so where, you know, if you're giving a mekar, there's no mekar. So, okay, I don't know. So you said that the Chazal somehow knew in Svara that over here it's Sad Inus is enough. I don't know. And the other possibility was saying, if you say like the Marashal, the Pshat and Rashi is like this. The Torah said Inus is Pater. We understand in Svara. The reason why Inus is Pater is because it's absence of Ratzin. If Inus is Pater because of absence of Ratzin, so then who are the shaygeg? Because there's also absence of ratzin. But the question is, where do we get the right to touch up that shaygeg is mutter because of absence of ratzin, that einus is mutter because of absence of ratzin? Maybe einus is mutter because you're an einus, absence of maisa. It's not even like you did a bia when it's not about einus. See, the fact that Rashi says Behuadin is Shaygeg is mashma that, see, if I didn't have this Rashi, I would have thought that the way we know Shaygeg is the Pasuk Honitvasa is going on Shaygeg. Now, that's what I thought the answer was, that Ines, we don't need the Pasuk of Honitvasa because we have the Pasuk of Nairi Lotasa Daver. And when the Pasuk says Behino Nitvasa, Behino Nitvasa is speaking about Shaygeg. That's what it means. But the Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi says, Tiksiv Behino Nitvasa, or Nitvasa Mutaris, Behua Dina Shaygeg. Which means that Rashi seems like he's saying that the Pasuk is speaking about Ines, but somehow or another we make a Hua Din. So, how can you make a huadin? Where do we get to make a huadin?
Could it be that Rashi's saying, would it fit into say Rashi's saying that if you just read Nitzvah, I don't know, doesn't mean Shaygeg, doesn't mean Inus. So, because I don't know, I would naturally just assume maybe it's owning Inus. Rashi's extending to tell us that it also means a Shaygeg.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the words of Rashi. It don't sound that way. I'm sorry.
That's stretching?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I gotta try.
What if the Huadin is referring to the Tzad Onus?
What?
What if the Huadin is referring to the Tzad Onus?
Yeah, but Huadin is Shaygeg because Shaygeg has a Tzad Onus.
Right.
Okay, I hear, but just a question that we were still left with, but isn't that a very big jump? But it's good enough. We see by Shabbos, like by Korbanos, that Tzad Inus is not good enough. We see by Tshuva
Does Rebbe have a kasha on the Rambam?
You don't have to do tshuva, basically. And if you do an Aveira B'Shege, you do have to do tshuva.
Does Rebbe have a kasha on the Rambam? The Rambam says exactly the same thing, Beta, pretty much.
Okay. I don't know if the Rambam was not... I have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam, I don't know if he was... Is he learning...
What does the Rambam mean by Tzad Oynes included in Shogeg?
He's telling you that that's a din. But
Tzad Oynes doesn't sound like a din. Sounds like the reason for the din.
I understand, but the reason for the din. But the question is, I have to get my Rambam. Sorry, I don't have the Rambam here.
Maybe the Xerox copy sent to us.
Wait, I got it here. You just didn't die by the show.
I think it was
your
Yotez.
Yeah,
Yotez.
Okay.
Yotez.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
Yes. So there, he says, "Isha shadinsa takas by the bishkaga o ba'ainis, harezim mutaris." He quotes the pasuk, "He no nitvasa." So theoretically, I'm saying you could translate "He no nitvasa" means shaygeg. But Rashi is not sound. Rashi is a little bit worse.
But Tosis doesn't have to say that every shogeg has an oinus in it. Then that's extra.
Yeah, but Rashi is just okay. Rashi saying, "But who are then the shogeg?" So Mehechi say, "Who are then the shogeg?" He's saying either because Tad oinus. The Mehechi Taisi. Or, okay, I mean, both answers work in Rashi, and they're both Taichi. In other words, if you say like the Rambam, so it means who are the Shaygeg, because Shaygeg has a Tzadayinus, but it's Taichi because who tells you such a thing? Koa Tarakuda Tzadayinus doesn't do nothing. And if you learn like the Marshal, it's who within the Shogeg because the Havana, the Torah, when the Torah said, he no nitvasa, the reason why she's mutter is because you're missing Ratzin. Therefore, it's Mistabra that Shogeg is also mutter.
Do we have to say the Marshal and Rambam are arguing?
One thing, please say, but let me say, there's a very fascinating, I forgot which say, I think it's the Maharik. There's a very fascinating Marik. The Marik asked the Kasha that she might help us a little bit. The Gemara says, you know, that's a big sugya in Ksuvos, that Esther said, Gasher avadati avadati. So Esther said that now she's going to be ushered to Mordechai because she went Beratzen. Now, there's every time till now she had Bia with Achashverosh. Achashverosh called her. She was Anusa. And it was a karka item. And she wasn't mechuyev to give up her life because karka item. So she was mutter to Mordechai. She wasn't din avadin of echad abayo, echad abayo. But this time, she went, Achashverosh didn't call her, but she went to Achashverosh to go ahead and to convince him to invite him to the party and to go ahead and to get him not to kill the Jews. So that's called Beratzin. So she's usher to Mordechai. That's what she was saying. Kasher avadati avadati. Correct the Marik. She's anusa because she had to do. Obviously, it was the right thing to do. No one is saying that Esther did anything wrong. She had to do it because of to save Klal Yisrael. So whatever, you know, and also karka eidam. It was the actual bia was karka eidam. So this was the right thing to do. To go to Achashverosh, and to get him, to have a bia with karka oina with him in order to save Klal Yisrael is halachically right. So why in the world should she be ushered to Mordechai? There's no rutzen. It's oinus. No oinus. So he says, the Marik says that even though there's no iser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for it, you in a sense you're betraying Mordechai. that the Marik says the Issa Saita is limo ma'al bebao, not limo ma'al ba kodesh baruch hu. You know that? It's not the fact that Hashem wants you to do it is not relevant. You're not being usher echad abao echad abayo because you went against Hashem. It's because you went against your husband. And even if it's a mitzvah, but you're still going against your husband. So Esther went against Mordechai, in a sense, even though Mordechai would have wanted it too, but it's called going against her husband, and she's also to Mordechai. That's a Marik. So what it means is that you're not usher to the husband because you're doing an Aveira. You're usher because you're limo ma'al b'bao.
So they want to use that to answer why Shagig is okay?
I don't know. Maybe Shagig is not called Nimo Ma, but not, it's hard to hear.
What's Ma? Is it Ma?
The Pshia is a partial Nimo Ma. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Sounds like the Rambam said the Tmeya, Nitma. Right? The Rambam said that lesson of Tmeya.
Oh, our Rambam in the Mishnayos.
Mishnayos, yes.
Yeah, so that maybe that's what the Rambam is talking about. That Lamaita, she was in the Talmud.
Nitma, no, Nitma doesn't mean Nitma Ma'abah. That's hard to fit the word Nitma.
Is it possible that the Ma'arik is saying it's not only because it's a Vera, but of course it's an Vera also? It's not just the Baal, but it's also an
Avera. Oh, we can't say that because by Esther, there was no Avera at all. Esther was doing a tremendous mitzvah. There's no Avera by Esther. So, okay, anyway, I'm somewhat unclear.
But all the other ladies?
What?
By Esther was not Avera, but Astama Soito.
No, Esther to Mordechai.
Astama Soito, there is an Avera.
Yeah, but you see that you don't need the Avera. If Esther is also the Mordechai, so you see you don't need the Aveirah. Okay, so just to summarize, I'm just a little bit more and more confused. I don't understand the Rashi. People are saying I have the same problem on the Rambam. That might be true too, that Rashi is going out of his way to say the Mekor from the Pasuk. He seems pretty clearly to learn the Pasuk talking about Eidetz. And then he goes ahead and without any Mekor, says, who is in Shaygeg? So the Shaida is...
Rashi and Saita.
Right. So the Shaida is, what right do we have? Like Rashi trying to make a Mekor. What kind of Mekor is that? Adarava, you have no right to make a Huad in Shaygeg. In Koat Arakuda, we always split between Shaygeg and Aynes. You know, we always say Narod Atas and Dover when it's Aynes. We don't say Narada Tasadara by Shaygeg. When we have Yesh Einis Begitten, you know, that Sugya is based on Narada Tasadara. No one would ever say that Yesh Einis Begitten by Shaygeg. I don't think so. You know, if you made it tonight, you know, Bussi, and you forgot to come, we don't say Yesh Einis Begitten. We only say Yesh Einis Begitten when the bridge broke and you were in Ines. You know, in Kol HaTarikuda, you know, you have to have an Ines. Shagay don't count. By Averis, if you do an Avera by Ines, you don't have to do tshuva, basically. Everyone discusses why we clap Al-Khech HaTarikuda by Ines. There's a million shatim, but the simple shot is you don't have to clap Al-Khech for Ines. That's why everyone asks the Kasha. But Shaygeg, of course, you have to clap Al Chayt for. So,
and if we're talking about like Rebbe was suggesting,
Shaygeg and Ines are not the same. Here, all of a sudden, without any Mekor, we say who is in Shaygeg.
And if we're talking about like Rebbe suggesting that the fact that it's a question of us or the Baal, not a question of Tzishamayim, and that the Marshal then could be saying Stam, that everything is in a Ratzon, and you can throw the Rambam in that, you can throw Rashi, and you can throw everybody in that. Where he's saying it's not Einus, he's really just saying it's not a Ratza. He's not saying it's not a Ratza, like the Marshal.
I'm not throwing the Rambam and Rashi together. I don't think. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to leave it. I'm over time. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Well, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Have a good night.